It's Thursday, the 18th of February, just after 8 a.m. I was watching a bee, a honeybee, on the old hardy rhododendron flowers. It's some blue skies, mostly cloud though, and again it's cool. Still not getting the heat that they should be getting at this time of the year. But then again, such as a lack of landmass here between the Forth and the Clyde and the Central Belt, or the lack of landmass, I should say, such as a lack of landmass. It's very difficult for heat to be sustained. So this morning, feeling better. Had a much better sleep last night. Didn't go to my bed till just after 11. And I didn't feel that hot, fiery sensation or restless legs, and I must have drifted off to sleep reasonably quickly, I think, because I can remember thinking about a certain aspect to try and get me to go over to sleep, and the next I knew it was after 4 o'clock, so that must have been near enough 5 hours sleep before I woke. And I got up, I went back to bed, and then it was kind of broken between there and the morning, but nothing like previous nights, and certainly no RLS. Yeah, I try to think of another, using those same acronym letters for restless leg syndrome to give it a more apt title. To describe it, which would describe it better as, because restless, I had a restless night. No, I need to come up with another title for RLS that describes it fully. It's a bitch. But anyway, I'm feeling much better. It's nice to stand here. I've said that before, I know, but I can't believe I went for so long neglecting this. Every rookie, my gardening buddy. Hello. You see, actually, I say he. I don't know the difference between a he and a she, and they both look the same. But they follow you around the garden. If you've got robins, you'll know that, if you're a gardener. Everything you dig up or plant or move or even just rake the soil, they're there, they're right on you. And yesterday, he came right down and landed on the top of my spade. You know, you stick your spade in the ground when you're preparing a hole in the garden for a plant. He came right down onto the tree, swooped through the tree onto the top of the spade, which was literally 2 feet from my head. And he had a wee grub in his beak, and he was looking at me as if to say, "Come on in." Turns him over. I need more grub for the chickies. But you know, that's a wonderful affinity to have a wee bird like that. And a gardener, a symbiotic relationship. Yes, I turn the garden over, and he gets the grubs. Wait a minute. Yeah, it is a symbiotic relationship when you think about it. I was going to say it was all one-sided, but it can't be if it's symbiotic. So, I do again, because he eats the grubs, which are not good for your plants. He also eats worms, which are good for your soil, but we'll let that one go. Always amazes me, I've watched them, it always amazes me how a tiny wee bird with a tiny, I mean the robin's beak is tiny, tiny wee pointy thing, can swallow a fairly large worm in one go. It's like, it's there, it's in the beak, wriggling, and then next thing, like a bit of spaghetti, gone. Yes, that'd be something like us swallowing a Cumberland sausage in one go. Yeah, don't know what a Cumberland sausage is. Yeah, could get up. So anyway, I'm off to Andrew's farm this morning to do some testing. Periodic testing. Not something I particularly enjoy, but they need to have it done for their certifications. Compliance. I'd much rather still be in the garden, and that might sound strange. But wait a minute, you love going to Anders Farm. Actually, I do love going to Anders Farm, and I'm being pedantic. I'm not even sure that's the right word. I should, maybe that's the wrong word. No, that's wrong. That's the wrong word. So, had a good day yesterday. The weather was nice. Spent much more time in the garden again, and it's given me a kind of whole new lease of life this year, you know, basically packing the garden up with beautiful plants and shrubs, and still almost to do, but do it in stages. It's looking beautiful, and I'm happy to see that, all that. But I can't think of anything else to say, so I'm just going to stop. But it's good that I got a better sleep last night. Whether I'll go back into the marital bed tonight. I've actually got to phone the docs. The doc phoned me yesterday, as I said, he would, to give me the results of the blood and urine tests, you know. And he phoned me, that was quick. He phoned me in the morning, mid-morning, to tell me that he hadn't got the results in yet. I thought, well, why didn't you just wait till the afternoon? I mean, maybe they'd come in the afternoon. And then you could phone me and tell me the results. So I thought, that's a bit strange. So I thought, oh, well, it's a hassle, another day. So he said, maybe you want to phone in tomorrow. And I thought, wait a minute, why don't you phone me? Because I could phone in and the results aren't done. Why don't you just phone me when the results are in? I don't know how some people's heads work, but there you go. Just because he's a doctor doesn't mean he's got a lot of common sense. I've been like saying to Andra, right, I've done all the tests, Andra. Well, that's great. So what's the results? I can't tell you yet. Oh my God. Anyway, need to go in and sort the paperwork out.